A Bloomington couple is worried their efforts to recycle might not be worth the trouble. Do the materials they single out for recycling still just end up in a landfill? As part of our City Limits series, WFIU's Bente Boutier looks into how China's new waste policies are affecting where your recyclables are being sent.
Bloomington resident Jared Beard thinks recycling takes a lot of time and effort. He says he and his wife carefully clean and sort their materials each week before putting them out for the city's curbside program. But this year, he heard on the Planet Money podcast produced by NPR that China announced it would no longer be taking the world's contaminated materials.
Something changed dramatically.
China said, "This isn't worth it for us anymore. Turning your peanut butter jar into socks is creating too much pollution. And frankly, it's just too much work for us now."
That affected U.S. recycling because China took 45% of the world's plastic waste. He started to wonder if his efforts were making a difference or if all he and his wife's endeavors were ending up in a landfill.
I want to put stuff in the right place, but it's just so much effort.
He asked our City Limits series to answer the question, what is the current status of the recycle program and all the items they collect as they relate to the nationwide recycling issues? Tom McLassen Jr. is the executive director of the Monroe County Waste Management District. He says China's change in policy affected the global market for recycled goods, lowering the price materials can be sold.
In the simplest terms, when China quit taking the material, the supply went through the roof, so the prices went down.
Despite a drop in the value of materials, Indiana's recycling programs are in better shape than most coastal states, which took a heavy hit when China stopped accepting mixed paper and plastics in 2018. That's because one of the largest expenses of recycling is transportation. Indiana is a landlocked state and never sent the bulk of its material to China. Materials from Bloomington's curbside program go to the Hoosier Disposal Republic services to be sorted and then processed. The Waste Management District's facility, which is separate from the city, has contracts with the Republic services too.
The majority of that material goes to a sorting facility they have up in Indianapolis. They have a number of mills and processors in the Midwest that they send materials to. It's hard for them to specifically tell me which ones our materials went to, because once they get up to the sorting facility, things all get mixed together with other sources.
McLassen says people are always surprised to hear how much of their waste is not recyclable and should check with their local hauler to see what is being accepted, because not all mills are capable of handling the same materials. The city says it's essential for materials to be clean. Otherwise, they will be thrown out during sorting.
And so, what happens when you wind up with loads that have a lot of materials that are not acceptable by the vendors, then that's where you get into contamination, and depending on what the level of contamination is and the cost to sort that out is where you run into situations where you might have recyclables that are getting sent to a landfill or an incinerator.
He says his center in the city consistently update the materials they can and can't take. Many processors are charging municipalities and other recycling programs fees to take materials because the market is so low right now. To keep their programs going, many cities have started to charge residents for curbside collection. For the moment, Bloomington charges no fee for its program. Beard says as long as he knows his materials are going to a processor, he'd be willing to pay a fee for curbside recycling.
I think I would continue to pay an extra $5 a month or so to know that what I was doing was being recycled.
While the recycling industry catches up with China's policies and the market recovers, McLassen says Indiana residents should keep recycling. For WFIU News, I'm Bente Boutier.